Thank you, Chair. The current draft of the LBI makes a renvoi to domestic legal and administrative systems in what could be considered as the procedural articles in the text, namely in access to remedy, legal liability, and jurisdiction. The effects of these references to domestic legal and administrative systems should be considered in light of the nature of each specific provision. However, there are two elements that should be considered. The first one is that references to the principles of national legal or administrative systems has the direct effect of limiting the consistency with the international standard being developed. As we've already heard in this room today, it is important to establish a common basis for the international community in relation to the respect of human rights in the context of business activities. The second one is that regardless of the addition of such references to the text, every state will have, in some limited circumstances, to take different legislative, administrative, or other measures to give effect to the substantive provisions stipulated in the instrument. Let us take Article 5.4 of the current draft as an example, which gave rise to this question. It is our understanding that its objective is to define a minimum international standard regarding precautionary measures to prevent human rights abuses. Such type of mechanisms are not unknown to domestic legal systems and take many different forms from constitutional to administrative measures. The implementation mechanisms will vary depending on the legal and administrative mechanisms recognized in domestic legal structures. However, that should not impinge upon the ultimate goal of this article, namely the protection of individuals and communities affected by business activities. Certain provisions, such as determining the potential for corporate criminal liability, may need to be subjected to the legal principles of the state, considering that not all states currently recognize such a form of liability. For example, some treaties establishing obligations to determine forms of liability for legal persons in domestic law, such as Article 26.2 of the Convention Against Corruption or Article 3.4 of the Optional Protocol on the Sale of Children, Child Prostitution, and Child Pornography, explicitly make references to the legal principles of the state or to the provisions of its national law. Furthermore, it is important to consider the need to avoid diminishing existing standards under international human rights law, including through this norm-setting exercise, as currently stipulated under Article 14.3 of the LBI. Finally, due to the nature of these provisions, reference to legal and administrative systems may be relevant in some instances. We consider it will be important for states to consider what the value added is of introducing such references to the current draft, taking into account the stated purpose of the LBI under Article 2.A. Thank you.